Jumping In on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome.
And here we are again, zooming along, as indeed the year seems to be. It is, of course, Saturday night. It's June TT week. It is Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary zoomy sounds, with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome a leak to this week's show. And if you haven't guessed what the theme of the show is, well, perhaps if you're quick on the uptake, the overtake, and indeed the brake. And if you still haven't got it on your bike, it's a TT Speedy special. So, H, while the bikes have been whizzing past and you've been sitting by the barbie, what has been your lap record this week? See what I did there? And what has been scratched at the last minute? Hopefully not the cats jumping on your lap record.
Well, you know, you can't have a programme about the TT and Speed without something from the Chris Speed Trio, of course. Barbara Thompson, the late, great Barbara Thompson, well, she had Miguel, the Speed Demon, no less. Well, the mind boggles. And, well, we've got a bit of a speed ball.
And from me, well, we're Be Quick. We take a brolly. We take the wicket. And to kick off, we'll take the coast road to the north. Here's the Russell Scarborough Band with Song of the Northern Road.
Bye.
song of the Northern Road, a very busy road at this time of year, of course, as the mountain is just one way, from the Russell Scarborough Band, Scarborough Big Band, and it's Scarborough rather than Scarborough. Fun Times, the album's called, which was his debut release, came out last year. Russell himself, based in Rochester, New York, and the album was released a year ago to the day, in fact, featuring some 44 musicians. The 10 tracks were all recorded remotely during the pandemic, and Russell says his motto is, if it's not fun, we're not doing it right. Great to look on his website and see the bands actually getting to get out and play Russell's charts live. He's a trombonist himself, featured on the track, along as his day job as a professor of jazz studies at Houghton University, New York. And on that track, we also heard solos from J.C. Cool on tenor and Clay Jenkins on trumpet.
Terrific stuff. It is a TT special with Jumping In, and we've got two speedballs for you today. Another speedball coming up later on. This first speedball comes courtesy of the great Lee Morgan.
Thank you.
one of two speedballs we have for our TT special this week. The wonderful Lee Morgan, of course, from the album The Gigolo. He actually recorded that several times. I think I played it some time back, maybe last year or the year before, on the Live at the Lighthouse album, where it's a much freer, longer version of the same track, and he recorded it on several albums. But that one on The Gigolo album, recorded by Lee in 1968, with performances from himself and, well, all-star band, really, Wayne Shorter on tenor, Harold Mayburn, Bob Cranshaw, the wonderful Billy Higgins at the drums, and Lee Morgan, yeah, famously, of course, well, proper rock and roll lifestyle, even though he was a jazzer, loads of albums, great player, and then very famously, sadly, met his demise after being shot whilst on stage, I think at Slugs, by an ex-girlfriend. What a way to go.
Slugs, that's very apt, isn't it? Next up for me, not my speedball, which is a bit of a curveball I'm saving for later on, but it's Full Speed Ahead from Walter Smith III with Fing Fast, or should that be F? Fast. Anyway, Walter Smith III.
Thank you.
Fing Fast from Walter Smith III, leading an all-star ensemble, taken from his 2014 release Still Casual. We've only caught him live the once, and that was early on a Sunday morning gig at Southport Jazz on a winter weekend
festival.
Wasn't
that his best, was he?
Yeah, back in 2013, and he just wasn't firing at all cylinders, I'm afraid. Whether it was the early hour or the fact that he'd just come off a long-haul flight, I don't know. But one thing for sure is, on all his recordings, he really delivers. And that band, again, an all-star affair. Ambrose Akinbuzeri on trumpet, Taylor Eigsty on piano and Rhodes, Matt Stevens on guitar, Harish Raghavan on bass, and Kendrick Stock at the drums. Scott, beg his pardon. And, of course, Walter Smith III blowing some fine tenor.
Going all the way back to 1972 now for a little bit of Barbara Thompson from an album that came out only fairly recently. I think it was released or re-released, First Light, and it was raising money for Cure Parkinson's as well, of course, which Barbara suffered from later in life and very bravely carried on playing right up until quite late on. Jubiaba, 1972 album, and Stand Way for Manuel, the Speed Freak.
Yeah.
There he goes. Manuel, the speed freak. Great stuff, very much of its time. It sort of just shouts early 70s jazz to me, that. Nonetheless enjoyable, for that has to be said, from the wonderful Barbara Thompson. And this was one, it was brought out on the Great Jazz in Britain imprint, where you can downloads or whatever. But for this one, because Barbara suffered with Parkinson's, you could buy the CD, and money from the CD went to Parkinson's research. And there's a lovely line of notes from Anna Gracie, who I think is Barbara's daughter, and said when Barbara was asked about how she dealt with her diagnosis of Parkinson's at a young age, what she'd say to other young creatives who might have to deal with similar situations, she said, "I want to encourage young people not to give up. You might have to present yourself in a different way according to your physical disabilities, but don't ever give up." Wonderful musician, a very brave lady as well, and great, really enjoyable album, must admit. Like I said, it's of its time, but like songs you don't actively dislike 70s British jazz, it's more than well worth checking out. And you can, even if you can't get the album anymore, I don't know whether it's sold out, you could get the download. Wonderful sounds, great band as well, with all sorts of names, brilliant lineup in many ways. And that Ian Carr on trumpet there, George Chisholm, I thought, surely not George Chisholm. I didn't realise there was another George Chisholm who was a trumpet player. I'll have to check him out, I must admit. So Ian Carr, George Chisholm on trumpet, to Derek Wadsworth, trombone, electronics, and didgeridoo. Don't think we heard the didge there. Barbara herself on tenor sax and also some flute. Bill Lesage vibes, Pete Lemaire piano and electric piano. Roy Babington on bass, Martin Drew at the drums, and Trevor Tompkins providing that percussion at the end of the track.
Very nice indeed. And yes, two, Modern Jazz and Jazz in Britain, both available as subscriptions on Bandcamp and no doubt other sites as well. Now, where would we be without the Rolling Stones? Still rocking, touring and recording 60 years on, and with most of the original members. The gentleman of rock, Charlie Watts, who was somewhat of a jazzer himself, passed away back in August 2021. But the other three, aged between 79 and shortly 81, currently touring North America. Now, saxophonist Tim Reese has been a regular part of the family and has produced three really interesting discs, well, a single and a double, the first being the 2005 release The Rolling Stones Project, which not only features all the band bar Mick but has an all-star cast of jazz luminaries too. Here's, well, I'm sure you'll know.
Oh, shot arrow. But love is a kiss away, a kiss away.
Gimme Shelter, something we always hear during TT, particularly from those of you under canvas. Hopefully not too much, we'll see what the week brings. Taken from saxman Tim Rees, himself a member of the Stones touring band for the last quarter of a century. You take a job with these boys, you're in it for the long haul. The Rolling Stones project was recorded back in 2005, and what a list of guests on that track. We heard Tim on sax, Michael Davis trombone, Ben Monder on guitar, Bill Sharlop on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade at the drums, with the fifth Stone, Lisa Fisher, who also has been a backing vocalist for many years on it. Other tracks feature Larry Goldings on Hammond, Bill Frisell, John Scofield on guitar, plus numerous different vocalists. The only missing link is Mick. Perhaps he was having his hair done that day. Oh, and the other discs are a double set called Rolling Stones World, where the Stones get the world treatment with a jazz edge, as you might have guessed.
You are listening to Jumping In with Chris and myself, H, and this is our TT fast, speedy, daredevil, petrol-infused special. And this is Chris Speed.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Dave Holland. I just want to let you know you're listening to Manx Radio. The show is Jumping In with Chris and H. Hope you enjoy it. Keep listening.
Heard that for a while. Great album, actually, from Brad Meldow. Again, another musical chameleon from his album Jacob's Ladder. You wouldn't think that would necessarily fit into the TT, but the track was called Cogs in Cogs, which I thought was a great TT fit, realistically. And it's actually, as you might gather from the title, Jacob's Ladder, it's far more spiritual and sort of biblically based, really. He's a great philosopher, is Brad Meldow, as well as being a wonderful pianist and a musician as well. And he said it's a He sets out in Jacob's Ladder this idea of the story of being born close to God, then going on, as he sees it, going on your journey away from God, then presumably at the end of your life, one way or another, coming back closer to your Maker, whichever way you look at it. And he can give you chapter and verse, and I'm sure he would if he was around to tell you more. And great album, yeah, well worth checking that one out if you never have. Jacob's Ladder, Cogs in Cogs, which featured, I can tell you, well, it featured Brad, really, on Steinway D, Fender Rhodes Harmonium, Emu Emulator 2, a Moog Little Fatty synthesizer. That's Fatty spelt with a PH, as I'm sure as Nibs knows. Hammond organ, bass pedals, xylophone, drums, tambourine vocals, and John Davis, who did the drums programming. Before that, Chris Speed. You can't have a programme about the TT without Chris Speed, from his great 2016 album, Platinum on Tap, featuring another Chris, Tordini, on the acoustic bass, and Dave King still playing, of course, with the Bad Plus on drums.
Yes, that album, Brad Meldows actually looks at a lot of his influences as a young man, and that track is, of course, a Gentle Giant song. The only person I know doing jazz versions of Gentle Giant songs. Well, that's about it for Gentle Giant, if you don't know them, incidentally. Folk, jazz, rock, medieval.
Yeah. They're great, not still going, are they?
No.
I don't think so.
I think there's a tribute band going. But that is about it for this week's TT special of Jumping In. Next week, we'll fill you in on our recent journey to the land of waffles, chips, beer and jazz. The Brussels Jazz Weekend, of course. Until then, here's a quick dash from Jazz Kamikaze and the album Travelling at the Speed of Sound. Who are they, I hear you ask? Well, Marius Nesset, Morten Schantz, Daniel Hilroy Davidson on guitar, Christoph Brosgard on bass, and Anton Eger on the drums. Until next week, here's Speedball. Stay safe out there.
Indeed.